Welcome to SelfDiscoveryRadio.com, where the discovery of self is but a show away. With 1,000+ archive shows and new shows coming to you every Tuesday, we bring you illuminating people from around the globe. Visit our store for their services and books and enjoy the show. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome to our ebook series. Self-Discovery Radio has decided to put together an ebook featuring our radio guests that we've interviewed over the time. It's Liberate Your Purpose, Your True Purpose ebook. And each person has contributed a chapter to this book. And we're going to be sharing the stories of our authors who we are delighted to have in the book, who are bringing to you services and inspiration and tools that are going to help you in your everyday life and in business, in health, in every aspect. My wonderful friend here today, Fatemi Ghani, is an author here in the book, and we are going to be talking about today his Fatemi Ghani Academy. He's been with the company for a long time, a network company of health products, which if you listen to his first show, we talk about his journey into the health products, how they helped him find good health again, how it has helped other people around the world. But what he noticed along the way was that people needed some business skills. You know, he gave them an opportunity to be an entrepreneur, to make independent money, and he works a great deal in third world countries, and this liberation is something that is life-changing in a very, very big way. So he saw the need to kind of build an academy where he could actually teach people to be an entrepreneur, the tools, the needs, the skills that they needed in order to do this. So he is still with his network company, but now he's immersed himself into this coaching, giving people what they need in order to find a liberated life themselves and to find that prosperity which literally changes their life completely. He's contributed a chapter here with us, which you will find in the Liberate Your Purpose ebook, which you'll find here on selfdiscoveryradio.com. I invite you to come and read it. He shares, you know, his views on the world today, his humble contribution to it, the social cause behind what he does, his Map Your Freedom book, which is kind of his manual to everything that he does, and a manual to help, you know, hundreds of thousands of people around the world find financial freedom. He works in many countries, at least six, and he's personally coaching people to, you know, find that liberty, to find that freedom. And he has a mission. And it's, you know, it's a mission to really help as many people as he can globally to live that life of independence and liberty and financial freedom as well as good health. He's very dedicated to what he does. And, you know, it's something that he didn't start off that way. He started off in aviation. He was an aerospace engineer and professionally trained 1,000 pilots in his aviation career, and then joined DXN in 2003 because of a health issue. And look where it's taken him now. You know, he works in so many countries with so many people. He's changed so many lives because he followed his direction. Please do listen to our, his first show, you know, on DNX, why the product helped him so much physically, and what has led to this next chapter of his life, which is the coaching. And we're going to be talking about the Ghani Academy today, and just, you know, the skills and the tools that are needed for entrepreneurialism and what he's doing to help them. Welcome back to the show, Fatemi.
Thank you very much, Sarah, and thank you for that kind introduction.
Most worth it. You know, I know you personally. You're a BC guy when you're not traveling overseas, and you certainly work in a number of countries. And I also know that you support, you know, a blindness foundation, which we will bring up a little later. But your journey has been very interesting, you know, from aviation, you know, to health and wellness. But then, as you said, you saw the need for, you know, the entrepreneurs that wanted to give their families a better life, you know, the tools and the skills that they needed to do this. So you formed the Academy. Would you like to share something about, you know, what the Academy does?
Definitely. In our business, there are a lot of people who are getting part of this direct selling, also known as network marketing industry. which is very big. The latest figure is there are 103 million people involved globally, and the turnover is also huge. It's 183 billion US dollar.
That's
huge. That's really huge. Yes. Very few people know about this is the turnover of our direct selling industry. What I have found in the last 15 years that I have been involved is people come, and a lot of people are struggling to become successful. The products and services are fantastic. I mean, if the company is having those beneficial products, that company is going to definitely stay. The challenges that I saw as I was going up the ladder, and fortunately, just for your information, in every company, there is the highest status. And 1st January 2017, I achieved that status after 12 years, and that is called Crown Ambassador.
Wow, so congratulations.
Thanks a lot. So while training and teaching and coaching people, I found that you know, those networkers or those entrepreneurs, even after 3 to 5 years, are still struggling. I mean, what they had come for, they were not getting it. So I really kind of delved into it and thought, where is the problem? I mean, the product is good. The compensation plan of the company is good. The companies are, you know, very stable. So it's with the individual. So they were not getting the right coaching, the right education in this new profession of network marketing or direct selling. So that's how, you know, the idea came. I said that why not form an academy where those new entrepreneurs should get a curriculum. And in that, in my company's health and wellness products, so I talk a little bit about in general about nutrition and the importance of good food, good living, and all that, and followed by detailed you know, what these products do, how to use them, and all. The core product in our company is called Ganoderma, and this is a food. This is a mushroom, and so a lot of people have got apprehension, or they think that all mushrooms are poisonous. There are many which are poisonous. So there is, you know, what this mushroom does. So that is one part of our academy curriculum, followed by how to earn money through the compensation plan. I explain all that. So that is about the company, the product, as well as the compensation plan. The second part of the academy is about the direct selling or network marketing. I've seen very few companies, even if they are $1 billion company where there's $5 billion, $10 billion, they don't teach network marketing skills. And this is the biggest challenge that the entrepreneurs are having. So through my book, Map Your Freedom, you know, there is a 8-week home study course. And in that 8 weeks, there are 8 modules, and that covers the entire book and what they need to do in order to become successful. So in that, in these modules, what I have done is I have broken down the entire book, starting from what is this direct selling network marketing industry, and then what they have to do. They have to follow a system. Remember, if you have got a solid system, and you master that system, the system runs the business. I mean, if you look at any really developed country or an organization which is highly successful, they have got a solid system. So I, you know, after almost 7-8 years of study in the same field, so I formed a system. And that system is part of that module in the academy. And then comes the implementation part. Even if they have the motivation, they have the knowledge, they love the product, they love the service, they love the industry, They know the system also. They are going through all kinds of events and they are getting themselves trained. The part which lacks after that is the implementation, how to use all that knowledge in the field. And that I put a lot of stress where I do personal coaching, and it is very much required. So this is all about as far as the network marketing or direct selling or business skills that they have to learn. The third part of the academy is personal development. So one of the modules that I have got is on presentation, and they get again, you know, how to present, and there are workbooks and all that, and it'll keep on growing. And in that, I'll have goal setting, attitude, communication skills, all that, leadership skills. So it'll keep on building. The academy website, which is there, it's almost a year now. And every year we'll be adding more and more. And the fourth part of this academy is the use of social media. As you know, this is the world of social media, whether it's Facebook. So today is a world of social media. Sarah, if you see, if anybody would like to promote themselves, their product, their business, it has got a very huge impact. So what I have done is, there's a gentleman from US, we have joined hand. His name is Charles Moore, and very knowledgeable into the industry of network marketing as well as in the social media. And he's the person who has helped me to form this Ghani Academy. So all combined four areas will definitely make the new entrepreneurs or even those struggling entrepreneurs successful.
It's very, very important. I've been part of MLMs before, and you know, as a personality coach and a self-awareness coach, you know, I know that a lot was missing. You know, it was talking to a couple of types of personalities that could pick it up and go with it, but it left other people in the dust. And all you heard was, you know, rah, 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 the big money I'm making. And then the other people going, but I'm working hard. Why isn't happening? And a lot of the time is that they didn't adjust their dialogue and speak to people's needs. You know, you may be enthusiastic about a product, but unless you listen to your client and listen to what your client needs, how are you going to know which product you're going to speak to them about? And I think that a lot of skill that's missing in MLMs is they don't teach people how to communicate, how to interact, how to listen. It's all about pushing the sales and not forming a relationship. And really what you need to do is form a relationship with your client, don't you?
Definitely. I mean, before I go ahead, MLM is a misnomer. It is a type of a compensation plan. The industry is called direct selling, which is there from last almost 130 years. Mm-hmm. So this is what people, the moment they come to know about MLM, they have got some sort of a bad image.
Yeah, they think pyramid
unfortunate.
Scheme. Yes.
Pyramid scheme, or there are a lot of selling that is required, and there is people earn money through recruitment. These are all the things which were happening, you know, before. Now it's very clear there is a World Federation of Direct Selling Association. And fortunately, they were in Dubai, and we had a few meetings with them. And we have learned that this is a legal organization which is working along with the government, and people, you know, the companies need to register themselves. And what are the do's, and most important, what are the don'ts?
Yes.
So it is not the recruitment that the company they are doing, and if there is money from the recruitment, that is not the legal system. It is sale of the product has to take place, and if the recruitment is without any cost, that's the best way to go about with it. And our company has got that same policy. In recruitment, the company or the people don't make any money. When they use the product, they can become just a consumer. And the next level is they get into the business, and the compensation plans should be such that they should earn money.
Exactly.
So
this is
coming
why
to
a
your
lot of them don't last, because they go in with the wrong principle. You know, they come up with a product, and then it all becomes about selling and signing people up and not on the product. And, you know, 2 years down the road, you know, they've gone because they haven't put the emphasis on the product. As you said, you know, we're just the person who signs up to sell this as a business is a retailer, right?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, they may not have a shop. They are the shop. And that's really the only way to look at direct selling, is that you're bypassing the retailer. You've become the retailer.
Mm. And the terminology that we use is independent business owner or independent distributor.
Right.
So the word that you use, RARA, that is also unfortunate. I've seen in many places that there's a lot of hype. There's a lot of jumping up and down, showing of the check of the sum of the high achievers and earners. And that dream selling, you know, people, they just come and they want to become rich. Nothing happens overnight.
No.
So this is what I teach to my student, that if you're joining to get health benefit, there is no quick fix. It's going to take time. And if you're joining to earn money, there is no quick money even. You have to really work hard, like any other business, traditional business. You open up any grocery store, or you've got a, you know, mobile phone shop. You have to put in time, 3 to 5 years to 7 years, in order to succeed. Similarly, direct selling has got the same time frame that the people have to put in, and they have to do it professionally.
It's again, it's going back to building that relationship. If you have a coffee store, you want people, you know, you may have the best coffee in the world, but if you have a lousy atmosphere and you're not very pleasant, people aren't going to come in. You've got to build up a relationship with your consumers. And that's the important thing I think people miss in business. You know, it isn't all about bottom line and numbers. It's about building a relationship of trust, you know, where they trust the product, they trust you're going to look after them, they trust you're going to treat them fairly, and you trust that they're listening to their needs. And if you're not willing to build that kind of relationship up, you're not going to have any longevity in the business.
I fully agree with that. And that is the reason why out of all the industry name that is there, direct selling, affiliate marketing, network marketing, and a lot of people do call it MLM and word of mouth, the word which I like and which I promote is called relationship marketing.
Yeah.
And you stress so much. You are a people's person too.
Mm-hmm.
So in the academy, one of the modules that I'm going to teach is definitely to give the customer service to its maximum. You know, you have to get connected. I mean, you said trust and needs and wants. Mm-hmm. You have to find what the person needs. Is it good health? Is it some financial freedom? Or is it personal freedom? They are fed up from their job, or fed up from their business, and they are looking for something. Whatever the need of that person is, we have to address that.
Exactly.
And if
you
can,
well, that is, you know, that is the point, is that, you know, really when you look at it, we're in a very, very competitive society nowadays. There are so many products out there. People are overwhelmed. And, you know, they've got things popping up on sites and flashing over on social media. Even with the social media, I always say, you know, don't just blast the product up there and say, buy, buy, buy. You know, invite people to share what their need is. You know, are you having trouble sleeping? And then let people start the conversation and say, well, you know, I found this product helps. You know, it's addressed the need. Even in the social media, people use it wrong. They use it as a marketing platform. It isn't, especially Facebook. It's an interactive platform, and it's a brilliant place to build up a relationship and a community that's going to listen to you, because you're not force selling, you're inviting.
I fully agree. And in the social media, you know, this is what people think, that this is the platform where they should go and sell.
Mm-hmm.
The social media, especially the Facebook, is where you should get connected to people.
Yes.
That connection has to be there. If the right connection is there, and that trust builds up over a period of time, you know, you find out about that person, what is her need and want, where that person is coming from, And then, you know, you can have your testimonials, testimonials of other people who are talking about the system, about the person, about the company, and of definitely, you know, where people should weigh and find out, okay, let me try, let me see. And then there are questions, you answer them. So there is no forced selling which should take place in the social media.
And, you know, you can create a group that is, you know, a place that's your storefront. And that's where you really are going to be talking the business and addressing the people's needs. But you use your other platform in Facebook as to invite people to come and see that. But, you know that this show stands for inspiration for invitation. When you inspire people, you invite them to inquire, to know more. But if you don't inspire them, you're just another sales pitch. So inspiring people is really the way that we capture people today, isn't it?
I agree again there too. Inspiration is very much needed. I mean, in order to have a positive, in order to have a healthy life, there has to be that motivation. And you find motivation. There are a lot of things which are happening good around. There's few. For sure. I mean, the way things, the world is moving, there are a lot of negativities. And this is what, you know, I try to create that positive environment. The team that I have in the Ghani Academy, I've got Team Falcon. And it's, there are 19 members, including me, there are 20. So they have their own skills.
Yes.
Some people are fitness gurus, and some are nutritionists, and some are in the business. There are in the coffee, and there are doctors, there are engineers, there are housewives, there are beauticians. So there are from different walks of life from around the world. I mean, I've got a lady from Zimbabwe. I mean, she had worked for the NGO, and she's a nutritionist herself. And now she's part of Ghani Academy Team Falcon. Now, the purpose behind this Team Falcon is that, I'm still a single person. Now, if somebody needs help, our specialist panel, they are ready to help the people. It's not only me and my team, but it is the entire team of 20 people. Definitely there will be a connection. There will be something that they will find in one particular person. And that is another part of the Ghani Academy.
Exactly, because there is no one size fits all, or there is no one person that can address everything. You'll hear somebody speak and you know, oh, they're speaking my language, I can hear them, in which case you feel they will hear you. And so you need to have a team. I met this person, I know that you're better to serve them because, you know, of the language of understanding. And, as a team, we have to be there supportive of each other, don't we? We have to be there where we, you know, can pass somebody on to someone else because they can better serve them. There isn't just a... People are tired of being painted with one brushstroke. You know, we have nuances. We have different personality styles. We have different needs. We have different perspectives. And we want people not just to treat us like a number and next. We want people to treat us as a human being. And I think that's where the whole sales trend is changing back to, isn't it? Going back to personal service.
That is what people are looking for. Forward to, you know, that personal service, that touch, that the personal touch has to be there, even if you are selling something. I mean, you just don't push the sale. Mm-hmm. If the need is there, then definitely. And I'm I'm in Dubai, so for me to travel to different parts of Africa or to Asia is easy. I mean, for me to travel to any part is 6 to 7 hours. And this is what I'm doing in my Team Falcon. Most of the people who are, Team Falcon members, they are from the third world. We have got some people from Sweden and from Europe too. But this is where the need is more. I mean, people are looking forward to, just a few $100.
Yes.
And I have seen that joy. I have seen how their lives have changed just with $500. I mean, maybe in US and Canada, $500 is not much, but in the third world country, $500 means a lot. And through my system, you know, I've helped, or I've tried to help people to get their first $500, and from $500 they go to $1,000, and of course, from that time onward, they get into the system full time. They all start part time, and then they go into full time.
Right. And, you know, that's, you know, another thing about it is with gradual entry, they gain more confidence and more knowledge and, you know, more skills, you know, to become better at their trade. There isn't any trade where you jump in and you know it all straight away. So, you know, the gradual entry is you know, something that I think kind of keeps people in it, because they've, you know, it's one step at a time, instead of somebody demanding that you jump in with both feet and all of a sudden you find you're sinking. So, you know, it's, but as you said, that $500, you're in areas where that $500 sometimes is like a year's income, you know. It's it makes such an enormous difference, and especially with women. Right, because there are an awful lot of women that are trapped in marriages or trapped in, you know, cultures, and they want their independence. And by being able to do this, they gain that independence, which changes the culture considerably, you know, of the dominance factor, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I fully support women empowerment. And in third world, and especially in the region that I am, I have seen the transformation. I mean, before it was all male domination in our business, and now I see a big change. Last month I was in Jordan, and there is a lady over there, and you won't believe it, just with her being so active in the business, she has got now almost 90% of her team. They are all women. Mm-hmm. And it's so, so good to see, you know, women who are housewives, women who are, you know, having, you know, a lot of responsibilities to take care, to share with their husband and all. They are, you know, becoming the main breadwinner of the family.
Exactly.
And that is awesome thing that is happening, you know, in the third world country.
But the domino effect from that, you've just mm-hmm. given that woman liberty. You've just given her dignity. You know, she's always had a purpose, but now she's actually getting paid for that purpose. You know, how many women in these third world countries have to marry because of poverty? You know, now if they're earning their own money, you know, they don't have to do that. You know, they can support that extended family and not have to marry for it. It, you know, it changes the culture more than just the liberation of money in their pocket, right? It's the freedom,
yeah,
the freedom that it represents. Like, you know, as your book says, map your freedom. This is mapping people's freedom.
Definitely. And that personal freedom is more important, that, you know, what money does. And those women, you know, they are helping their families, even if they are single or if they are not married, or they are married, they are young, they are old. You know, everybody's, the first and the foremost thing that everybody needs is good health.
Yes.
So in that, you know, women definitely, they have challenges. Unlike men, they have their own challenges from puberty to menopause and even afterward. So the product which is, you know, giving them good health, they talk about it. And that is the reason why in our industry there are more women than men. I mean, almost close to about 75-80% women are involved in direct selling.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because I think, again, it comes down to that the women know how to have a conversation. You know, they know how to listen to those needs, that, you know, that you understand what those needs are. You know, let's face it, most men are driven by what the dollar is, mm-hmm. where women are driven about the well-being. You know, they take the wholeness into factor, not just the bank account into factor. So I think this is why you see women being so successful, because they know how to address all of the needs.
And that is one of the, in my book, there is a chapter that women into excelling on network marketing. Why they are better than men is because they have that maternal instinct, and they know how to communicate, they listen, and there are things, you know, which is making them successful. And that is so important, the connection factor.
Hugely important. You know, I really don't care what business you go into, but if you aren't willing to kind of sit down and get to know your client and address what your client's needs are, if you're not willing to treat them as a human being, I mean, you only see them as a dollar sign, I don't believe you'll ever be successful. Or if you do reach a certain amount of success, you won't be able to sustain it. And I think we really are now changing the tide, kind of going back to that old community of supporting one another, where I believe, you know, collaboration, you know, inspiration, invitation is so much more, the communication is so much more the dialogue now than this, you know, buy low, sell high, maximize. I think that kind of old selling mentality is beginning to die out because people feel, well, you're not speaking to me.
And people, they can see it. Yes. If there is a hype, there is a sale where they are forced to buy. Absolutely, as you mentioned, they will, you know, sell the product. It'll be only one time. It cannot be the second time. If it is, they have done it through force. Second time, third time, the person will just run away. They have to see the benefit of the product. They have to see if that person, does he care? I mean, is that person there to see the what I need, and then only that sale is going to take place.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. So you know, you started off, you know, obviously aviation, and then you went into DNX because of your own health, and then of course
DXN.
Good old dyslexia here. And then you, of course, then you know, you saw the benefits of, you know, the nutritionals and the company and everything, and of course you built that up, and then you saw the need for to support the entrepreneurs. You know, what I particularly admire is the fact that you have gone to those third world countries. And given, you know, look, most people will hit the big financial countries and go after the money that way. And I know you to be, you know, humanitarian, a person who really believes in people. And so you've chosen to go and work with people where that liberty, you know, where that freedom truly means something by giving them the skills and the tools in order to make a better life for themselves. So, you know, I commend you for that. Thank you for giving them a chance instead of taking the easy way out where most people would. You must be incredibly satisfied by seeing somebody who struggled, maybe didn't even know what their tomorrow was. And, you know, now, as you said, you know, 90% women under their umbrella, you know, all that liberation, all that independence, all that growth. It must be very satisfying to see, you know, never mind the fact that they're using the products and they're making money out of it, but just the whole social effect that has taken place.
Mm-hmm. And as you had covered me last time regarding the night blindness,
yes,
that is a project that I had taken in January of 2012. So it is very close and dear to my heart. And only about 6 months back, I mean, about November, October, people from Yemen, as you know, it's a war-torn country right now. And one of the Team Falcon guy, he's a doctor, and he goes to villages where there is a huge malnutrition taking place because of many problems. So they approached, he said that, you know, you are taking care of that night blindness, and there is a product called spirulina. This is a complete food, blue-green algae. And he said, can you just send across as many of those bottles across to Yemen? And then, you know, again, talk to people and whatever numbers, a few hundred bottles that we sent it across. And it's just as a small drop in the ocean, it's nothing. But, you know, you feel satisfied. You feel so good. So I told that doctor, I said, look here, and, you know, just tell me, you know, how they are responding and are they getting the good result and all that. And he was very happy and delighted to tell me. So the malnutrition is not the problem of the third world country. Malnutrition is a problem of the world.
Mm-hmm.
If you go and see the WHO report, there is an organization called IMSAM, IIMSAM, .gov.org, and they are really, you know, the way we have gone about with our food, our eating habits, even in the advanced country, malnutrition is there. So that is one part of my social work that I'm doing, and that is really giving me the inspiration. I mean, it is so good to hear, get the feedback that people are getting benefit out of these products.
Yes, well, I can imagine, you know, we've talked about this because we're trying to set up a show, you know, over the blindness and night blindness, and people don't realize, you know, how hard that is, you know, just not to be able to see at night. And, you know, a simple nutrient, how it can, you know, give back their sight. You know, we take our sight for, you know, for granted until we lose it. And then, you know, then we understand. But I, you know, just a simple nutrition. This is the thing I think people don't understand, is you can have somebody that could be 300 pounds that dies, but he's died of malnutrition because he's not getting the right nutrients in the body. And it's got nothing to do with the poundage of the person. It's got to do with, you know, the nutritional value of what they're eating. You've got war-torn countries. What are, you know, any food whatsoever they will eat, you know, just to feed their bellies. But people don't actually understand the importance of nutrition, do they? Yes, we want people to fill their wallets and have a better lifestyle, but you can't do that if you're unhealthy. First and foremost, you have to take care of your health.
And that is, there's a big change with the fast food, snack food, junk food, which is having, people are not having the food at the right time. You know, they are all in a rush. Everything is, you know, it's the way I remember when I was young, you know, eating food with the family, taking your time to, you know, just chill. That is the word that the children use nowadays, that, you know, you have to chill. And we used to just sit down and have a good meal, square meal, a healthy meal. There were no, you know, fast food. There were no carbonated drinks. It was all healthy food. And so that is definitely lacking. But the awareness have started. This is what I'm looking at. There are a lot of organizations. There are a lot of websites. Naturopath doctors have come in. And, you know, so there is a lot happening nowadays compared to maybe 10 or 20 years back.
A lot of more awareness is happening, yes. And people realizing they need to take some responsibility for their health, which I think is, you know, it was always... abstaining. I know there's a lot of countries now that, you know, if you're obese and you get diabetes, you know, you'll have to pay for your own medicine, you know, unless you're willing to change your habits. You know, the medical system has got a lot more of holding people accountable for their health. And, you know, if you're a drug addict, you know, they're going to be very selective on how they help you. Because they don't see the point of making you well when you're just going to go right back to abusing yourself again. And I think this is where we have to actually understand, what does our body need? What is it lacking? And how am I going to maintain it? If I maintain it well and it's fruitful, then my body could be more productive, and therefore I can have a better life. So I think people are beginning to understand that nutrition is incredibly important to our well-being in every aspect of our lives.
And that is the reason why, if you you know, see some of the talk shows like Dr. Osho on the Osho, and there are so many shows which is happening all over the world. So there are programs, you know, the morning talk shows. Almost I've seen in this part of the world, they are making people aware. The importance of good food, nutritious food, what they should do, what they should not do. But as you said, that there are people, they are close-minded and they will just not listen. So we can't help them. But those who are ready to listen, through our program, we have continuous, you know, education happening in entire Gulf or the Middle East, where I am, we give them free education. I mean, we don't charge them even a single dollar. And sometimes we have few hundred to few thousand people. And we have doctors, we have, you know, naturopaths and who are specialists in our product, how these products are helping people. They have got their facts and figures. So, you know, people are now so much informed through the Google. I mean, whatever you say, they can write at that very moment, they can just Google and find out whether you are saying the truth or the facts that you're giving are right or wrong.
Right. Actually, yes, I did a show yesterday about, you know, parenting and Googling. You know, like children don't listen to their parents anymore, they Google it, you know, and well, who wrote the facts on the Google? Most likely that's somebody's parent. And you know, yes. It's like, yes, it's great to Google it, but at the same time, it's like, you know, do your own research, right? You know, a little more in depth understanding, you know, it's not just at the surface level. You know, and you were talking about around the table, you know, good old wholesome food. I think there's slowly becoming a trend again to, you know, incorporating the family in preparing a meal, in sitting around the table, having a conversation and enjoying the meal. I think one of the things that we forgot was how to appreciate our food, you know, gratitude with our food. And we became complacent, and in a lot of ways our food lost any nutritional value because we were just shoving it in our throat, down our throats, instead of appreciating what we were eating.
Mm-hmm. And you know, the natural and organic food which is grown, it is coming up. It is slightly expensive. But then, you know, the cost of the pain that people go through, it is worth it to spend that extra money. The technology has got some, you know, bearing. The way we are, you know, so much glued to our iPhone, to our WhatsApp and Facebook and email, that is also, you know, making people, you know, they are not having the normal life. It is called social media, but it has made people more, you know, unsocial. If you go to the restaurant and you find people, they are sitting, but they are all, you know, texting or checking their mail or whatever they are doing. They are not there for that social purpose or to have that good meal. And this is another reason why, you know, people are going away from the normal norms of life.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the reasons why we have to be very, very mindful. You know, again, when you're looking and working with, you know, third world countries where they're really just struggling to have any form of independence, any form of nutrition and health, there's a totally different level of gratitude, isn't there? And of appreciation, where, you know, I think in Western society we've become very complacent and taken it for granted. And I think a little insertion of awareness and gratitude for what we have, you know, that appreciation, will kind of change the dynamics quite considerably.
And that gratitude is very important. I mean, that is where the joy comes, when you say thank you, and you feel better. You tell other person that, you know, I'm very thankful that you helped me, or, you know, your few words changed my life. And there are two things that I teach my students, that, you know, whatever you earn, whatever you have, that's not the joy that you will get. The joy is in saying that thank you, God, thank you, whosoever has helped, and then you pay back. It's time to pay it forward.
Yeah.
And the power of giving, and that is again one of the chapters that I've written in my book, is the joy in living is in giving.
Yes.
And everybody has got something, whether it's that knowledge, whether it is experiences, skills, and whatever they have, they can make this world a beautiful world, provided, you know, we go out without that thing in mind where I should get something by giving it. They should just give it The intention should be just giving and not taking.
Yeah, because actually when you give and you see such gratification, you're actually receiving, aren't you?
You are. I mean, that joy that you get, the satisfaction that you get is there when you are started giving it from your heart. And when the person, they need it and you're giving it without any return, for sure. Exactly. That return is you see, is where that you feel so good.
Yeah, exactly. And perhaps, you know, if we all started sharing a little more, you know, kindness, consideration, and respect for one another, what's in it for me, you know, which we became very much what's in it for me type society. We started looking at, like, you know, I'm going to help my fellow man, and, you know, when I need help, I know somebody will be there for me. And it's a give and take, isn't it? You know, the village is only as strong as everybody who comes together.
Mm-hmm. And your radio, the self-discovery channel, or the radio channel that you have, I'm seeing you from last over 2 years, and I'm sure, a lot of people are benefiting from your radio channel, the talk that you are doing. You are definitely doing a great job by, making that difference in the lives of people who need that help.
Oh, well,
through your talks.
You know, it's my pleasure to do it. It's something that I get a great deal of gratification of, because I think we should celebrate, our courage, our strength, our commitment, our humanity. And, we're in the news all the time. We're hearing the news all the time, everything that's wrong with the world. But we don't seem to get enough news about what's right and what people are doing. And, when I say I interview ordinary people doing extraordinary things, and when we actually celebrate what we can do as an ordinary human being, an ordinary global citizen, and how we can overcome, the strength that we can overcome with, how we embrace our redirection, how we find our meaningful purpose, how we serve humanity with that purpose, we actually truly then actually understand what we're here for. And, with over 1,800 shows here collectively on the station at Self Discovery Radio, we've become a library of wonderful mm-hmm. information, and it's truly gratifying, definitely gratifying. Because if I can't celebrate, someone like you who's decided to dedicate yourself to enabling people to find their freedom, to find their own sustainability, their own health, then who is? We need to bring more to light people like yourself who are out there doing what you're doing, because the amount of lives that you've changed, the amount of lives that are living better now, not just from the health side of it, but from the liberty, the financial freedom, the social restructure that is going on, is what gives me faith in humanity.
And I'm blessed to be with DXN, and I've traveled to now exactly 46 countries, and whether it is Latin America or whether it is Far East or Africa. And when, with the talk that I do on health and wellness, or on business or entrepreneurship, and then they come back to me after 2, 3, 4 years saying that, whatever you taught, I have, applied it, and this is what I have got. That's phenomenal, and that's the joy. It's not only my team. My team is fairly big. It's almost 300,000 worldwide in 30 countries. But then I was just looking at the figure, traveling to so many countries, training so many people. People have got benefit from the system, from the product, and from the coaching that I have done over last 14 years, I would say.
You were an aerospace engineer, right? And it was because of your own ill health that you took this journey. You certainly didn't know you were going to be doing what you're doing now when you started that journey, but you were willing to take the journey and be open and saw the needs, and just embrace what it is. And I think that's a great lesson in itself to people. They go, why me? Why did this happen to me? Well, very often that is your cosmic, you know, tap on the shoulder to say, you now need to take a different direction. And if we paid attention to those redirections, we would actually find out what we're really here for and what we're really to do. And if you looked back on yourself, you know, 2003 or, you know, earlier when you had your health problem, you know, what would you say to yourself now?
I mean, I just can't believe it. I mean, it's, you know, when you are suffering for over 10 years, and I've been to a lot of doctors, and they say that, you know, there's no cure for this problem. So if God has given a disease, you know, he has given cure in this very world. I have to find it out. So I was open, and then I was looking forward to all kinds of natural healing, any types of healing. And I was fortunate, to find it in 2003 through these few products. I was taking my medicine. I mean, it's not that I believe 100% in medicine, but then that medicine was just kind of giving that control, but the cure was not there. So what these supplements and the food did was that it went into the cause of the problem.
Yes.
It took few years, but then thanks God that I'm completely out of that problem. And while I was, you know, using the product, I saw people who were earning a few thousand dollars, and they had their own freedom, and they were, you know, not going to the job or a corporate office. They had more flexible hours. So I really like that, you know, the idea that, you know, you can get your personal freedom. So within 1 year, in 2004, I started my own education. And then I said, you know, why not do it, you know, more seriously with more commitment. And within 4 years, you know, I did say goodbye to my job, which was a good job. But then any job is a job which has got its pressure. And I am now enjoying my freedom since last almost 9 years. And now whatever I have got, I'm trying to, you know, give it out to people. If they are committed and if they are really, they want to do it, then they will definitely be successful.
Yeah, you know, it's small steps, you know, nobody has to jump up to your level overnight. It's a question of, you know, and, you know, you don't have to throw yourself into it, you know, 24/7. You know, take those steps, let it grow, let your discovery, what you discovered about yourself on this journey was different. And so you have to allow that self-discovery and of what you're capable of doing. You have a passion for what you do now. You're living your dream now, and you're sharing those dreams and allowing other people to have a dream. And you know, that's truly a wonderful gift. It's, as you said, you're not doing a job anymore. You know, you're living a commitment of passion that really is very fulfilling.
Love whatever I'm doing. I just love it. I mean, sometimes I work for a few hours, sometimes I work for 10 hours. It's all, you know, so flexible. I most of the time I'm doing from my home. I tell people that, you know, I have taken so many years to reach wherever I am, and I had to go through a lot of struggles. There were a lot of, you know, U-turns. There were a lot of bumps and a lot of challenges, obstacles. You don't have to go through all those things that I've gone through it, because I know what you should do, what you should not do, and you can achieve the same thing that I have achieved in half the time. But that commitment has to be there, that passion has to be there to learn and grow.
Exactly.
And help many, many people get what they want, and automatically you get what you want.
Exactly. You know, when we serve humanity, humanity serves us. You know, that's just the way the energy goes. But doing what you love, you know, you're sharing that love. You know, and it's accepted in love, and then it's carried forward in love. So, you know, we want everybody to have financial freedom. That's very important, because we still do live in a financial world. But the emphasis must be on money as a tool, not money as the power. And when you when you look to people as being the power, the money will follow.
Mm-hmm. and what money can do for you, or what that that person has come for, that is important. You know, they are looking just for that few hundred or few yes. thousand dollars so that they can go back home. For example, in this region, most of the people who have come here in the Middle East, they have come with a dream. They have come to earn that extra income. Back home, they were working, whether it is India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Philippines, wherever they have come from to work here. They were working, but they were not saving enough. So they have come here with that dream to make their house, or, you know, go around the world, get married, get their children the best education. That is what they have come here for. And unfortunately, over a period of time, they have not fulfilled their dream. They are still struggling. So through our system and of direct selling industry and our academy, Map Your Freedom, DXN, what has happened is a lot of people, you know, they have gone back home. I mean, whatever they had come for, they realized it. They have started earning that much of money. And this is what I say, that DXN is a bridge from Gulf to their home country.
Yeah.
And why they are going back is whatever they were saving and sending it back, they have started earning that money. And they go back and they are with their loved ones. Most of the people who are working over here, you know, I would say almost 70, 75%, they are married, they have got their children, they have got their families, but they are alone because they want to save that extra money. And through our system, you know, they have earned that money, and they are, you know, I would say almost close to 300 people that I know personally that they have gone back home.
Yeah. Uniting a family again, which is wonderful. Again, you know, map your freedom, as you said. You know, it can be achievable if you're willing to put in the work and you're doing it for the right reasons and you're doing it with passion and love. You know, you will succeed. And I'm very glad that you started your Ghani Academy, because, you know, it is something that's missing. You can give people a great product, but if you don't give them the tools on how to use it, it's not going to serve them. So it's very, very important that they have that service. So, my dear, would you please let people know how they can find you, how they can find the academy, how they can reach out to you?
My book, which is called Map Your Freedom, that's where I'm branded. Map Your Freedom, I've got a YouTube channel. Map Your Freedom is my Facebook. Map Your Freedom is my Twitter. So that's where I'm branded. And then from there, they would like to get my personal coaching. That can be done through Map Your Freedom. And if they are part of my team or they would like to know more about the product, then they have to go to the website called Ghani Academy, GHANIACADEMY, academy.com. And what I mentioned earlier in the program, that it has got four parts to it. So all those entrepreneurs who are really struggling, or the new entrepreneurs, so they will get a guided coaching through the academy and through this eight-module home study course. And so there are two websites. There's mapyourfreedom.com as well as ghaniacademy.com. So in both, they can reach out to me. And of course, I have my phone, which is all the time on through WhatsApp. And the number is 971-55-62-55-374. So if anybody would like to reach out through WhatsApp, which has become very, very popular, so I can, you know, they should give the reference that they are coming through Self Discovery Radio, and I would be able to answer any question if they have.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being a contributor in our first ebook, and, you know, for doing the work that you're doing. You know, I think it's very, very inspiring. Any time that we give people liberty and dignity and freedom and an ability to follow the passion or to be with their family, you know, it's really, really important. You know, when we place humanity first, you know, the profit follows. But you know, we have to place humanity first, and you're certainly doing that. So, and of course, if anybody wants to know about the night blindness and how they can support your charity, they'll find that on mapyourfreedom.com.
No, but what I do is I tell them to go to another website called visionfoundation.org.pk. That is an NGO who is doing it. His name is Akram Lodhi. And this time when I'll visit, I'll make sure that he gets connected with you. And you did say that you are planning to have another program. So in the night blindness, if somebody wants to approach, I'm going to get them connected to the person. And that is not part of DXN. That is another organization that we are helping them, you know, from different parts of the world.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Fatemeh, for being with us here again today. And to everybody else, I encourage you, if you're listening to the show and you haven't read his chapter, read his chapter. You'll find the book here right on site, Liberate to Your Purpose. And also, if you're, you know, if you want to read his book, you can find it on mapyourfreedom.com. Please do listen to his other show that he's done here with us as well, where we actually do talk about the product more in depth and his journey to becoming, you know, a member and in DXN. And you know, take a look at the products, see if they can serve you. If you want to be an entrepreneur, you can go through the program that will help you become the best you know, entrepreneur that you can possibly be. You're not alone here. They're here to help you, and so you may even know somebody that this program will help. And you can, you know, send it their way and give them a chance to have that liberty and that freedom and that health. So thank you, Fatemeh, very much.
And thank you very much for having me in your show. And it'll be my utmost pleasure if anybody needs, you know, to map their freedom, whether it is freedom from disease or financial or travel or time or growth freedom and freedom to give. So that is what I'm here for. And it'll be my pleasure to help anybody who approaches me through you or directly. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And to everybody else, remember, it is up to us. I have the solutions here for you with the people. You know, please do embrace them, because they are there for your liberty. Until next time, folks.